Lulav. Chesem Tesla Canary. Okay, we're holding towards the end of Hilchos Lulav. It's one thing which we didn't speak about, which is might be the first part. Okay. Which Ibn Gay is the whole need in Ibn Gay of the Canary Lulav. So, one need in Ibn Gay of the Canary Lulav is that it doesn't give off payrus. So, our Tzvi has a tshuva in Beis Kuvches discussing this is Kapis Tamarim, and the Shaila is do you need that the Pearl gives off payrus or it doesn't give off payrus? So, this is a scuffery. Anyway, it's a mistav the kabbis tomorrow. Lav the couple crush yigdom beilon zet tomorrow. Dafka gonna be that it bedafka grows tomorrow. That's lav dafka. Ella al min ilon kapper rachmana. It's a type of tree which the terrace makbed on. That kabbis yuma isay min ilon shat tomorrow. That it should be from that type of tree. Avoid the tzarich yigdom be tomorrow mamish. Not that you have to have it growing tomorrow mamish. It's just a sug min, which has some type of tree, which has that they need a papaya. Vilanza, whom I meant that call, and I said, Tamarim. A little canary is a type of tree which has tamarim, therefore it should be okay. Then he brings on the Chassam Sofer, and Shuva seems to say not like that, and he's befalpa the Chassam Sofer, and more not like the Chassam Sofer. It does not have papers. So he's trying to say that Pasha should be a min, and this is enough of a min, which I said Paris. He said somebody was on a mash, not like that, and he's a papa, but that's the Chassam Sofer. But Shem Shem, it is not a Paris in it, and the Chassam Sofer says you need a Paris, but poil. This Chassam Sofer, there's a Chassam Sofer which says you don't need it, but like on the Chassam Sofer, he's discussing, seems to say that you don't need it. Shem Zalman, and Alicha Shloim, it's a little canary near us, Shem Bechala Kabis Marim, and Betaira, it's Bechala Kabis Narim, Ve'im Araklal Al Kashrus Lemitzvah. He says, "Don't be married all." Well, on a second, don't be married on the Kashrus Lemitzvah, and he says it's okay. What's the why? He says that what's the reason why? He says, "Shemazam," and that since we all alulah from the Kalam Scharim, or the Kalam which are done in very very cold places, the Bchalal compares the Kashrus Lemitzvah. Elamai, the Pashas means that it's a min which gives off Paris, therefore it's okay. He says, "Kimin the dekal canary mayor kumasi dom silatamer." It's similar. It's dom mamish v'chol davu lom shalanu. It's mamish, very very similar. Rak mumchim gedolim. Only the greatest mumchim can say they know the difference between the two of them. You have to be greatest mumcha. You can help in this kibushas harbazo sakushi. And beluva doesn't say anything that this is the beluva stammer dom. Look at the minog. It's slaying tons of minishuk. Therefore, it's going to be okay. The Gami says also, it's mistaver that the Torah goes kashim the adam. Being a stam person calls it a dekel canary. They call it the same thing. Therefore, it's mistama, that's called tamar, and it's going to be okay. Shem Zalman. And the bottom, he brings over here, chinar lamaisa, the Shem Zalman passing that alacha lamaisa. The Arkas Rabbeinu, page Reish Lamed Hey, he says in Tavshin Lamed Aleph Amelis Shlita that the Anshei Madeh wants to say Luva above Nideko Canary is not Kapis Tamarim. P.M. Divya Shav Shakranim V'Ksherim V'Lishemana V'Din Shagdam Yechakim V'Tzigolav V'Mukhlosu V'Ksherim. He says he never saw anybody Mechalik such a thing, and it's P.M. Divya Shav, and it's the same thing, and it's going to be Kesher. In Tavshin Mem, he said that Mara's Suffolk of his kosher, he doesn't know. Tavshin Lav, he said P.M. Dim Shav, very very strong. And Tavshin Mem, he said Layadea. What changed? Could be what changed was Ramosha has a tshuva and Dalid Kufchav Gimel to the Revelio of Icevish that Dover Lulav Canary Pashut Dover She'enza Mine Lulav Klal has no shaykhus to being a Lulav. You used to that the loymer, if you want to say things are similar as kosher, it's better if you buy a lemon for esrig. The more it's hard to say if you have a lemon for esrig, you're going to be yotza, than a lulav of canary for a lulav. Says Koshkin over here. It means right from his claim. Says Koshkin over here. Time of prayers are rochek moid. Tomorrow with time toiv, it tastes good. Appreciate on canary time ramoid. He seems to say that there is some type of fruit in the canary. You know, that's just discussing. There's no fruit. He's saying there's some fruit. It tastes horrible. Therefore, no one eats it. Gam ain't even they should go to the Minbarius. Fine. Chim would come out in first Menacher. And therefore, Loishai Chotzes Boy. Then he first says, and he says that. Afbidi Evi Kishim Lov Acher in Yitzim Boy. We brach levatala. We do your brach levatala. Pashu Barash in Lov Zaklal. It shouldn't be, it doesn't sound wise discussion at all. It's like the most obvious thing in the world. Misha Machu Mitzvah Lov Ayuvni Evi Sidim Mishal. If you sell it as a Lov Ayuvni Evi Sidim Mishal. Gazlin, you're a gazlin because you're taking money for a luv, charging a lot of money. It's not worth a shekel, and charging 200 shekel for it. For Eva over Paham Achas of Shosha Machaloi, I call upon another look here. Then he writes that those in Eretz Yisrael, here's some Gdelim saying that it's going to be kosher. The Moichim were hit to Ezek Gdel Yisrael. In a klum, he says they were mata the gedel Yisrael. But in a klum, it's nothing. He bur or pasha she'ini lulav. It's not a lulav, and them got tricked. And it's pasha ubara that this is not a lulav, and this is the worst thing you can do over sukkahs is taking a canary lulav. So it seems to be that Narchus Rabbeinu Tavshin Lamav is pasha to mizaitza and Tavshin Lamaches Hamish came with the tshuva, and therefore Tavshin Mem already wasn't so convinced anymore, and it says yesh stopik if it's gonna be kosher. Or if it's a cinnamon acher or not. In Rav Adas' Sefer Abraminim book, he brings down that, even though this Shlomo Zalman says, or Shlomo Zalman passing alcha lemaisa, that Shlomo Zalman, when he heard Moshe's psak, he said, like, Leidea, okay, Rav Moshe said it, but Leidea, doesn't people be samach on me, I don't know. That's what he brings down. Here they bring down Shlomo Zalman. Yes, was yes, samach on it. Don't be samach on me, that's what he writes, but these things, you know, things are always hard to know exactly. Bidiyak. I mean, you have to ask his children, even that, Kuli Hai Vulai. But he brings down over there that Shlomo Zalman was mitzvah that people samach on him, like, you know, Moshe says it, and Kuli Yischezer. And Chag B'Chag, he brings down, or Kar brings down that, yes, Chaim Kanievsky. So I can ask you, canary. So we don't have a right. We don't know what Chazan's opinion was. Canary was not around in the Chazan's time, so we don't know what the Chazan's held because it wasn't around. Iker Shaila, he says he doesn't know. Roy LaAchmir, Mishin Shemati B'Shem Arichem, Rav Yashiv, that Rav Yashiv was Machmir, and Rav Yashiv held that like you should go ahead and be Noita LaAchmir. How do you tell the differences? So he said there are a lot of differences between the gay, the canary, and the regular one. The canary one, the leaves. Really, do you call the guy about getting the aluminum? Middle of?
Someone else is gonna. I give the number to someone else to
call. So just give me an umbrella call. It takes 1 minute. Huh? Yeah, I'm in the middle of making a phone call. Dial. Okay. I'll give him the. The what's called again, the canary ones, they're much closer together than leaves, tons of leaves. A regular one is like 4 millimeters, like they say, between leaves. The canary ones is much, one after another, tons of leaves. They're tons of leaves, and that's the difference. Also, mamela, also the canary ones have a much softer shedra. It's much softer shedra, mashenkein, the regular one has a harder shedra. You know, that one? Yeah. Yeah, mind a second, just to take care of this. And what's his name?
Strauss.
So if you hold that, one of the ways, if you hold like this, so on a canary lulav, it's gonna be, being that there are a lot of leaves and the softer side, it's going to be a massive sag. It's going to be like arch. On Shankin, a stronger lulav, which is the only lulav there. Let's check what this one is. See, this is not a little bit, right? It doesn't do a mass. Oh. What?
Yeah.
What?
Which way did it hold?
What is it?
Holding it from the
shadow. What is
it? Hold the shadow like this. And then yeah.
Saying it's basically strong or whatever. I'm just thinking a canary. No, but it's both ways. And one, it's weaker, and also it's going to sag down. There's a lot. There's much more.
Yeah,
it's going to be. No, it's not. No, like that. Only when you go like that, it goes like that. It's not naturally. Not naturally or whatever. They're definitely much less nowadays. Do they sell it now? Definitely, like 20 years ago, they're selling tons of them. Definitely now, it's less. Yeah, because I'm, Moshe. He's right. I mean, Tashin Manuel, Tashin. Definitely is, definitely there is much less. Also has to do with where they import it from, but how to place it. What do you say? I don't know. I don't know that. I'm not familiar with that. What?
What is Spanish place?
What do you say? Ravadi is Mekel. Ravadi Nechavadas is Mekel. What do you say? Right, and that's true. It didn't.
The other one was.
In Simon Gimel, in Ksav Yoda, he writes that. Can't be that you look at the Shedra, like, the whole time. All the Chumras that Dalmin is coming, the sheet of the Shedra is like the Chaitim, therefore you have to be Machman and everything. That's where everything's coming from. Like the Ran, the Ritva, the Tiyomis. Tiyomis is like the Chaitim, therefore that's. Number one, there's apostles in the Tiyomis, as opposed to everything else. Two is. Not coming from Asher. That's where all the chumras are coming from. So Asher Simem Gimel writes, it can't be such a thing. Why? Because Mkain, Roibul, Mem Gimel and Ksaviad. Because Roibul of them are Yavish or Nikdam. Like, where do you find a good lulav? Where do you find a lulav which the Milah is not like that? So, it can't design such a Zach. Klaisel doesn't have such a lulav. So I don't know what they're talking about. That's the right side of it. Just that's interesting. Okay, anyhow. So that's with the canary. Okay. Fine, right there. We get a lulav which is bent over a little bit. So, Mars is kafif is possible. Nechel Gerishenon, what's considered kafif? Rosh shows that kafif is going to be in that some shedra, that the shedra is bent over. I'm just thinking we don't care about the olin. The Ran, on the other hand, says that kafif goes on the actual olin, and if the olin is going to be bent over, then it's going to be possible. The Chuvus of Rosh. Another one, I guess. Chuzaras writes that Fakert, he likes when it's a little bit bent over, because when he sees it's a little bit bent over, then I know it's not Hemnik, it's not Nechlekla, and you see it coming to end, and therefore he likes Fakert. He likes the ones which are a little bent over, as opposed to that the humor is a little bent over, he likes it, as opposed to it being bent over. So what's he said in Machlekes? Is Kafav going in the Shidra or Kafav is going in the Tiyumis? What's the Hezber? So could we push out what Shana and Gemara? Then we'd like to choose a Rajah said, like, all Psalm are all in the Shidra, but not in the Olin. No such thing in the Olin. Therefore, obviously, when he says Kafav is going in the Shidra, as opposed to being the Olin. That's one way to understand it. The other way to understand it is that Kafav over here can't be in the Olin. Maybe if you hold all Psalm or maybe in the Olin. Over here, it's not going to be Olin, because what's the Vedah of Kafaf over here? What's he said of Sol? It's like a Shina, it's not a normal thing. It's like bent over, hatched back, and it's not a regular thing. The Goyin says the lesson from the Shina, which I said, this is a normal thing. A lot of Lovim are like that. So it's not something which is an abnormal thing. The Pasuk says that this is an abnormal thing. If this is a normal thing, it's not going to be possible. Therefore, Kafaf Hakrik has to be in the Shadra, it's supposed to be the Olin. Harry Paskin. The Chaver says, "Im kafef b'roisha yipasul dafka kasheri kufufa of alaklum b'roisha is kasher kamei exactly as Harry love him. If the olam are bent over like many love him, that's going to be kosher. That's going to be like this harash. Shur brings down from the Ran. Yesh min apoyskin shemechmiyim b'zeh. The Ran going brings down from the Rashba." Okay, the minig alak is shochan arach, because the minig is to be mekel. So batsim, the minig is to be mekel, if it's kafif. The Rosh says he likes it. Yesh machmirim b'zeh, but the minig batsim b'ikorin is going to be meikel.
Right.
Yeah, now the Levush brings down that Davka Shal Yonon Levada Kfula. If Kulon Arum, Kfula Makosha was possible. The Levush wants to say, even the Rush, which holds Kasher, that's only if it's one. If Rav of them are like that, which a lot of times you could have that, they're all going down like that. If Rav of them are like that, that's Mishin Briyasi, and Hadakla, it's going to be possible. Mishin Vitas says, Ain Lachalik Vizet, Tas says, Manam Lachalik Vizet, doesn't make a difference. Akaponim, what's the Psak? Bidika Achab, Vadiash Zar, Litzba. If there's another one, you should be machmer. If there's no other ones, you're going to be meikel. So, can we say, Allah Kamais Minig gave us different minagim, Yesh Machimir, Yesh Machilim, Minig is meikel, there are those which are machmer. And then we have maybe if they're all going like that, we have the Shish Lavush, which says everyone agrees that it's going to be puzzle. The Tassels, Ein Lechalik, and Mishmur says, Ben is Akar or not Akar. There is a Shaila, how bent down does it have to be? The Shaila is, let's say it goes like this, like a chaf. It's going like that. It's going to the side. Is that going to be considered Kafef, or is not going to be considered Kafef?
So,
what do you say?
Just on the leaf.
Just on the leaf. So, Minister Kerelitz, and they bring down this one from Nassan Kopjes, they say that's not bent over Kagwin, means like you're Kafef, you're like a hunchback, you know, sideways and accident hunchback. That would not be considered Shini Briyasi, and therefore that's not the discussion over here. They bring down from Rabbi Yashiv that Rabbi Yashiv held that there would yes be considered they would yes be totally in the Machlokes, like upon him, they'd be telling the Machlokes. And it'll be totally in those two shittas. Yes, that's Menegeya Kafa. Menegeya Akum. So Chai brings down that it was Akum Lefanov, so Shiri Kagab al Chitris, Puzzle. Chain Nekalachim Stav is me Puzzle. But Akum Lacharov, if it's Lacharov Zoek Piyasa, it's going to be. If it's a tzad shidra, that's kipriyasa, and then it's going to be kosher. Mashiach gives the fun of a let's study them. Then it's going to be possible. Now that also, when we say bent, that's be pretty stark bent. If it's just like a little bit going, it's best. It's not going to be. It's not going to be a problem. It's going to be very very stark bent, and then that's where it's going to be a pasis. It is brought down. So two things. That story brings down. Let's say it's bent, and I could bend it back. I bend it back into place, or I cut off the bottom, and now it's not so bent anymore. It was like that, but cut off the bottom, now it's not so bent anymore. They want to assume that's okay. In as much as it's not bent right now, then it's going to be okay. And if you can bend it back, or you can cut it, then it's going to be okay. Now, the shaila is there a hiddur of having a luluf which is not bent at all? A straight luluf. There's one thing, is akum mamish, which that's going to be possible. There's one thing, a little bit of akum, which is not so bad. And with akum on the side of shidur, that's going to be kosher. The shaila is there a maila, per se, having it that Bechalal shouldn't be bent at all, there should be a straight below. So, the Minhag from Zalman.
Even
Al-Akhir. Is it? So, the Minhag from Zalman and the Stipe, they both have that there's a Maila in the Lu of Az, not a Pasas, and Hidr, Zaykan Aveu, that should be straight. Beskru Avaso, Veve Machmer, that's a Hidr. There's a Hidr in the Yoyfri Shabai, that if it's something that should be. It should be straight, and Shazamahel, like that was like one of the main things looking for a lulav, that it should be straight, then that it should be a straight lulav.
That's when you're holding it like this.
Yeah. Okay. When you get the etzim size of the lulav, so the Gemara brings down the Alam Beis and the Beis. Shira Hadas is Gimel Tvachim, and the Shidre, and the lulav is four Tvachim. When we say lulav is four Tvachim, it means the Shidre is four Tvachim. In other words, it means. Had you forgot the Shidish Lulav? So the Shidish Lulav starts from the bottom where you have leaves. If you have no leaves going there, like here you have leaves on the bottom. Let's go over here, right? Let's start from over here, where the leaves start going out. No, where the leaves start going out, that's where, whatever, the part which doesn't have it is not covered by leaves. It has to be the part where the leaves are coming out. That's what we say. Otherwise, that's like a fusa. Then it starts from the, let's say a blue like this. Let's say these wouldn't be here. So then the Shidri would start from over here. This is where the first leaves come out, then that's where you start counting the Dalet Tvachim. The Chazon discusses, let's say one side is higher, one side is lower. Like over here, you see, this is higher, this is lower. You go from the side, you go from the top one, where you have to be covered on both sides, and you start the Dalet Tvachim over here. This the part which is covered by both sides, that's where it covered. Where does it go to? It goes till the end of the Shidr. Then the Shidr goes till the parts. Till that here, till you get to until you get to the end of the Shidra, and you don't, and that's going to be your Da'at Tvachim, and that's it for the Da'at Tvachim. So the Shir Lulav is Da'at Tvachim, and the Shir Hadas is 3 Tvachim. Now, you have to have the Lulav has to be a Tefach higher than the Hadassim and the Rabbis. So first, the Shir Lulav Da'at Tvachim, what is that? Where does that Shir come from? The Gemara says, 3 Tvachim, Shir Kedei L'Ne'abayin. The fourth one, I wrote to L'Ne'abayin. There's a swim of two things. There's 3 Tvachim, the fourth Tefach, Kedei L'Ne'abayin. The Aruch Nida Dab Chavav M'Mabiz. He wants to say, why do we split up this? 3 Tvachim is the fourth Shir Kedei L'Ne'abayin. He wants to say, the Pshat is that there's a Peladik of Bege Yosef, for example, from the Kanmoinim, you have a Shir Lulu 3 Tvachim, that's all you have, you can make a Brach on it. It's not a Brach of Atala. Zak Da Aruch Ner, what's he said to Dava? He says, the Pshat is, but some the Shir Mederais is 3 Tvachim. The Shir Kedei L'Ne'abayin, the new one Kishuli Zorbanan, that's only a Din Zorbanan. And therefore he says, that's the Pshat and why it's split up. It's 3 Tvachim. And then Tavak Kedei L'Ne'abayin, to let you know, this is Deraisa, 3 is Deraisa. The fourth is Kedei L'Ne'abayin, that's going to be Darabanan. Nafkamin is going to be, so if you don't have, then he says they want to say that you're going to be Yotza, and you can make a bracha on it. Going to ask him, most of the Kadmoinim is not like that. The Kiryas Sefer says, Lachem Moshe Sinai, Lavush says, Lachem Moshe Sinai.
Even
in Darabanan
on the Yotza,
that's not the Nanua? That's a Kedishasha, that's not Makiv. That's a question, it's not Makiv. And the Levush says Lachem Mishinai, Kir Sefer says Lachem Mishinai. Emek Bracha says, Minchalik and Mishnah also, the same shtickle. Shir Gimel Tvachim Levad, because in the day by Yehenu Tavach Adal Levad, Chinach Hashmo Tam Luv Teishin Yitzu Ben Adal Tavach Lenebay, Nir Mizah, Shir Dereis Luv is Gimel Tvachim, but Tavach Adal is only Midar Banan, to know to make Lanuam. And he says, the Maisa, the Steam is Lesser Ram, the Shir Luv is Dal Tvachim, he doesn't spell up like the Mishnah, because Mashna Shah call Shir Echa Deraisa, his Mashna Shir Echa is going to be the Eraisa. It's Kitzer. You know, the Diak is, by the way, the fact that it's split up. Once we dike in the Rambam, that the Rambam seems so, it's Deraisa, the Kir Sefer is Deraisa, and the Levush wants to say it's Deraisa. Now, the Sibes HaDavar is what you have to have Dal Tvachim is, because you want the Lulav, the Shidur Shalu, it should be a Tavachaya in order to go ahead and do the Nanua. In other words, if you have big hadas and big aravis, then the shir lulav should be bigger. In other words, the vart of the shir is you should be tefach higher, and if the hadas and aravis are bigger, you also have to have a bigger, you should have a bigger shir. Now, the shaila is there a maila having a nice big tall lulav? Is the hidur mitzvah is that? Is any maila of having a big lulav? Or once a person has a shir, so then the shir is a shir, and there is no tremendous maila of having something which is going to be bigger. So, magnavam in tough reish ayin base of katan gimel. Chaim base of Katan Gamal. It says Neirah Shayva Kishem Ruchim Im Noam Yosef LeMitzvah. It's been Noam LeMitzvah. Kemoy Neirah and Kippur Velula VeEsek Yosef Bay. It says there's a mile of Noi Mitzvah when something's very big. There's a mile of Noi Mitzvah. And there's a mile of having a big lulav. The Tree Evan and Dav Zion. I'm an Aleph and Chagiga. The Masal Gemes Chasadim. He says that. The Mishnah is saying Dovr Shein Lam Shir. So he has a kasha that why didn't say in the Mishnah Dovr Shein Lam Shir is Lulav Tzitzis Eilei Shilamayla V'yesha Shilamata. So he wants to say that these Moisa Shir and Moisa Tzitzis Lulav Gdem Yoisa Mishir Ein V'yesha Mitzvah. He says that if you add on and you make it bigger than the Shir, there's no Mitzvah in the Kavaschalza Yoisa Mechavsha Shirim. He says in Nusach that if you do bigger than the shir, you don't get any mitzvah. There's no bigger mitzvah making a bigger lulav than a smaller lulav, and you don't get more schar if you make it bigger than the regular shir. So the mashmoish hadavar is the Tree Evan schakim among Avraham Agram. He's saying there's a heder mitzvah making it bigger, nicer, and the Tree Evan says that it would not be a mila. So Chaim Noah says that even the Tree Evan is masking that there's a mila making a bigger lulav, a nicer lulav. There's some point where it's big, it's nice. bigger than that, that's what he means. Making bigger than that, he wants to say that there is no tisefes maila. And as Yishami is telling, is something bigger is there a maila. So some things like when you make it bigger it is, the more it is, it's more of a maila. Bikurum tisefes bikurum, the more it is, it's more of a maila. Lulav, once you get, it's big, so if it's this big, it's nice, so just making it like up to the ceiling, there's no tisefes maila on that. It doesn't mean that there's no maila having a nice, bigger lulav. That could be his maskim to the Magen Avraham, there's a maila of having a nice big lulav. But once it's big, making it bigger than that, that's what he means. There's no tisefes mitzvah. Once it's bigger, then already it's considered the noi, there'll be no maila making it any, no maila making any bigger than that. Fine. Now, in terms of the actual size and the shear, so the Gemara has two shitas in terms of whether you're making it smaller tvachim or bigger tvachim, and the Gemara seems to then pass like right tarfin, then we go with the smaller tvachim. So that's the psak and mechaber, shear hadas or rava gimel tvachim. So we gimel tvachim, shear shludal tvachim, the shear shedre shlub yotzme das tavach, amabase tvachim, we're going to smaller tvachim. Also some vav, amab five tvachim making it into vav. Same in Gimel Hadas, and the Shira Hadas Rav Tefayim Mechsa, which is your Gedulim. It come out the Hadas is going to be your Gedulim, and the Shira Shalu is going to be 13 and a third. So the first Shita is going like a right tarfin, that's going to be 13 and a third. Why? Because you're making it, we're making it into the smaller Shira, so therefore it's going to be 13 and a third. Second Shita is Ramban. The Ramban says, even a right tarfin, which says you go the smaller Shira, that's an actual three Tvachim. The fourth tefach of the shir shalulav, that's the biggest shir. Therefore, that shir is going to be a shir of four tefachim, and it's not going to be the smallest shir. Therefore, the mechaber says, "Eishu shalim shir shalulav yudal deilim." Some say it's yudal goydlim. Why? Because going the extra tefach, that whole cheshbon we're making into the smallest shir, and that's on the three tefachim. Fourth tefachim we didn't discuss, and therefore the fourth tefach is going to be a full bigger tefach, and therefore it's going to be 14 goydlim. Yeshayim is riffing the Ram. If the Ram don't pass, don't bring on like a tarfin. Therefore, the Beis Yosef and the Eskim would say he passes not like that. He passes with the bigger shirim. He don't go with the small shirim. Therefore, what's going to come out? That it's going to be four goydlim. Therefore, Hadas Rav is going to be Yubez goydlim, and Shir Shalub is going to be Tazayin goydlim. Chayin doing lachachila. Lachachila, we makma for that for the bigger shirim, not a great tarfin like riffing the Rambam. Yubez goydlim for the Hadas and Rava, and Tezayin for the Lul. Vishmur Pazim, Diyavit, Diyabulov, Yigimol, Vishlish, Bidiyavit, Yigimol, Biyaitza, Pachasim, Zayat, Pasal, Afil, Bidiyavit, it's Pasal, Pasal, even Bidiyavit, Kol, Shavas, Yamim. So the Chil, we're going for Tezayin, and Bidiyavit, we'll go with 13 and a third. What exactly is that shear? So they say Tez Zayin is be'erech 39 to 40. That's be'erech the shear according to the Chazon Ish. According to the Erchaim Noah, it's going to be 32. That Erech is the size of the lulav. So that's the most lulav, much bigger. You have to have a very small lulav for it. That's going to be a very, very small lulav. That comes most lulav at the size. But that's not lulav. It comes out much more negated, the actual share. I guess we'll speak about more in the next sukkah.
So what's the share?